Sound off! Sound off for Chesterfield!
Oh, take a tip from Brother Bing, get on the ball, get in the swing. By Chesterfield, the one for you, the smoke that gives you something new.
Mildness plus,
no aftertaste.
Mildness plus,
no aftertaste.
No unpleasant aftertaste in Chesterfield.
That's right!
Someone wait for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Mares and Bing's guests, Hopalong Cassidy and Monica Lewis. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen, and a special announcement. To all of you folks listening who have an old 1951 model Bing Crosby, we suggest that you hurry right down to your dealers and turn it in on a new 1952 model. And now, being wheeled out on the showroom floor is the new Bing Crosby.
And may I inquire now about that introduction? Just what was your motive?
Well, I guess I had an automotive.
That's the way to start off the new year, Ken, with a crack-up on the takeoff.
Can't say I didn't try. Did you have a high old time New Year's Eve, Ben?
Oh, yes. No, really, I didn't. I couldn't know. Yes, I said. I should have turned the page a little quicker and I read the right line.
Ask
me again, I'll
give
you a big guess.
Bing, did you have a high old time on New Year's Eve?
No, Ken, I didn't get any further off the ground than you did with automotive.
You mean you didn't champagne at Ciro's?
I didn't even milkshake at McCombo. I spent a very quiet evening. As a matter of fact, I was in bed at 10:30.
You mean to say you didn't celebrate at midnight with a noisemaker?
I might have been snoring a little, I don't know.
Mean that. What about a paper hat and confetti?
Very seldom throw confetti in bed, Ken. Not even on New Year's Eve.
What a square.
I guess I'm just going to get around.
Going to bed so early, you missed all the fun. I still feel awful.
Congratulations. No, I had to hit the sack early, Ken, because I wanted to get up early and get to Pasadena to see the Tournament of Roses parade. What a month.
Oh, wasn't there? Boy, but I was lucky. I found a parking spot right on Colorado Boulevard where the parade passed.
I did pretty good, too.
Oh, did you find a parking space near Colorado?
Mm-hmm. Denver. Quite a hike I had to the parade. I got a little weary going through Altadena.
Altadena? Where's that?
Well, don't you know Altadena?
Oh.
That's the checking station out there. They check your money there to see if you got enough to come into Pasadena.
Did you get into Pasadena all right?
Oh, yes, I made it. I had an official badge. You see, Minute Maid Fresh Frozen Orange Juice had a float in the parade.
Oh, yes. Oh, and say, that Minute Maid float, that was really impressive.
Wasn't that epic?
Symbolizing world peace. It was really something with that big rainbow of flowers.
Oh, yes, and how about that big dove of peace done in white mums with the olive branch in its beak mounted on the crest of a rainbow?
Oh, that dove was terrific. And its wings moved slowly up and down as if in flight.
Yeah, I know. Boy, are my arms tired.
Your arms should be tired. That was a long parade.
Oh, I didn't mind that so much, but after the parade, I flew over the Rose Bowl to watch the game, you know.
Ben, getting back to the Rose Parade, did you notice that Chesterfield was well represented there, too?
Give and take.
Gotta do it.
Thinking of the other sponsor. Well, yes, all along the line of march, I noticed that people were puffing away at those milder Chesterfields.
And being perched up there on the rainbow, as you were, you could qualify as an official observer.
Absolutely. Now, Ken, I think we'd better get to the opening number, huh?
Yeah.
It's a new sort of wintry song entitled Sleigh Ride. John Scott, let's hit the snow here, huh?
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go.
Let's look at the show.
We're riding in the wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand.
Just holding your hand.
We're gliding along with a song of a winter in fairyland.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be.
Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop.
At the fireplace where we watch the chestnuts pop,
pop, pop, pop.
There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When we pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie,
it'll nearly be like a picture print by Collier and Ives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, jingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Everybody else.
Thank you. Say, folks, next time you're out of smokes, latch on to a pack of Chesterfields. Get smoking pleasure all the way with that Chesterfield mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Remember, over 1,500 tobacco growers tell you Chesterfield's delightful aroma means Chesterfield's smoke milder. You smoke a pack and see for yourself. They're milder with no unpleasant aftertaste.
One of the world's most famous industrial research organizations reports, of all brands smoked and examined, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Only Chesterfield has it. Try them today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like now to present, I'd like to have you meet, rather, a charming young actress who comes to us through the courtesy of the MGM Studios. Very fine singer who has just recently returned from Korea, where she entertained our troops with Danny Kaye. Miss Monica Lewis.
Thanks, Bing.
Monica, I bet that's quite a trip you had over there to Korea, huh?
It was quite an experience, Bing.
Exciting, huh?
Oh, yeah. We took off from California, and we landed in Korea, and it was freezing cold.
I bet you thought you was back in California.
Well, it wasn't that cold.
I bet those fellas over there were glad to see you, huh?
Oh, they were. But I'm certainly glad I got to go over there when I did. It was sort of like giving the boys an advanced Christmas show.
Well, you certainly made a nice Santa, Monica.
Thanks.
And La Brea.
May I say, you make a wonderful dove.
Oh, you saw me on the float, huh?
Oh, yeah, but the way you were flapping your wings there, I'm surprised you didn't take off.
Oh, they had me grounded. They had my feet wired to the rainbow. I couldn't... What are you going to sing for us tonight, Monica?
Well, I thought I'd like to do George and Ira Gershwin's Wonderful Smile.
Wonderful Smile. Oh, it's a beauty. Take over, Monica.
For feeling amorous. should care for me. It's wonderful that you should care for me.
Now coming our way is a man who has grown to be a symbol of clean living and fair play in this country. I guess this fellow has spent more time in your living room than most of your relatives. You've seen him on television, and now we present him on the new up-and-coming medium, radio. Folks, here's Hopalong Cassidy.
Hello, Bing. Happy New Year.
And the same to you, Bill. Now, look, now, right at the outset here, before we go any further, I want to ask you something. I want the truth now. So far, how many corny guys have come up to you and said, Happy New Year?
You're the first.
I'm a card, ain't I? I'm just right on my... I'm glad we're not on television. I'd be blushing madly here.
By the way, Bing, when are you going on television?
Oh, television's going to blow over, Hoppy.
How wishful can a guy think?
Oh, you mean you think television is set, huh?
Well, of course. Even President Truman makes his speeches on TV. You better get in. Competition's getting pretty tough.
It could be, but I don't think the president and I are competing anyway.
I don't know about that. I saw a picture of him down at Key West, and he's even starting to dress like you.
I know what you mean, those shirts, huh? Well, you see, Bill, President Truman has a reason for wearing his shirt out.
What is it?
Well, I hear he's got an Eisenhower button holding up his pants. But, getting back to television here now for a minute, I think I'll hold out for a little while longer as far as that medium is concerned. I've heard from some sources I don't even look good on the radio, so I'm stay away from television.
Well, if you don't want to do a live TV show, why don't you show some of your old pictures?
Well, that's an idea. You've done all right that way. How's it feel? Yeah. How's it feel making money off something that happened 20 years ago?
Well, you ought to know. Gary's doing all right.
That was only 18 years ago.
Right.
No kidding. I have to hand it to you. You certainly got my deepest admiration, Bill, the way you won the admiration and the affection of the Sprout set. Almost every kid you see is wearing Hoppy guns, Hoppy shirts, Hoppy boots.
Yeah, and the latest thing I've got out now is Hoppy underwear. You...
Boy, really gets close to the public, doesn't he?
Yes, sir.
You know, the ambition of every kid, I believe, is to look just exactly like you. I'll bet they even wish they had silver gray hair like yours.
Oh, no, Bing, I don't think so.
Well, I'll bet they do. I'll bet you could sell the kids little gray toupees, call it Hoppy Hair.
I bet you could, no. Are you on the level, Bing?
I'm dead serious, Bill. First you sell the kids Hoppy Hair, then Hoppy Combs. 6 months later, you hit the market with Hoppy Dandruff Remover.
Well, that's a thought, Bing, but I don't know. Do you think little children would look good with gray hair?
I think they'd look terrific. I can just see it now. Every kid on the block looked like a Supreme Court justice. This may be one of the best ideas I ever had. Why, they can play cowboys and Indians, have painless scalpings.
Yeah, but I like to please my public. Supposing a lot of kids bought Hoppy hair and they didn't like it when they got it.
Then you come out with Hoppy's henna rinse.
Henna rinse?
Sure, for 5-year-olds who want to look three.
You sold me, Bing. I'll go right into production.
Ah, you're on. We better get into production here, too. Hoppy, with you on the show tonight, I bet every kid listening is just waiting for Hoppy to go into a rip-snorting, old-fashioned Western drama, huh?
I'm ready.
Well, we got Monica Lewis all set here. She's going to play the leading lady, so we better head for the old West. John Scott, put us in the mood, huh?
Our story takes place in the little western town of Torn Pants, Nevada, which is right across the river from Arizona. This is the old wild and woolly west, where men are men and women are women. which makes the barn dances a heck of a lot more fun. The action takes place in the schoolhouse, where the schoolmarm, Susie Bell Lewis, is being paid a visit by Two Gun Crosby, a low-down, contemptible, conniving, no-good, underhanded, sneaky, cutthroatin', horse-thieving, miserable buzzard.
I was a dove in the Rose Parade.
The scene opens as that ex-dove, Two Gun Crosby, rides into town. Yes!
Hey, down your pull up now. Whoa! I've got to stop hitching this nag in front of Arthur Murdy. Howdy, ma'am.
How dare you ride your horse into my schoolhouse? Get him out of here this instant.
But this is old paint.
I don't care. Get him out.
But, ma'am, you can't ask me to give old paint the brush. Oh,
this is terrible. This is terrible. Who are you, anyway?
Everybody knows me. I'm Two Gun Crosby, they call me. Got a dipper of water, ma'am? I'm thirsty. I've been riding the trail all day. Got dust on my tonsils.
I know. I heard you sing.
Now, don't get sassy, gal. Don't get sassy, me. You better pack your duds and get out of here, because I'm taking over this schoolhouse. I'm turning into a gambling casino.
But what about my pupils?
Mighty nice. The rest of your eyes ain't bad either.
I was referring to my students.
Oh, yes. By the way, where is your class?
Here I am.
Oh, John Scott. John Scott, I didn't hear you.
I just tippy-toed in.
Well, you can just tippy-toe out, too.
Oh, hello, Two Gun. Hello, Two Gun.
What'd you say?
Hello, Two Gun.
Hello, Two Ton. Are you the whole class?
I guess so. I takes up all the seats.
Now listen to me, school ma'am. I want you and Two Ton off these premises by sundown. Clean everything out of here. Leave them erasers on the blackboard, though. I may want to rub somebody out here.
Oh, this is terrible. Everybody in town's afraid of Two Gun. There's no one to help me. Oh, why isn't Hopalong Cassidy, the brave television star, here?
At your service, ma'am. I'm Hopalong Cassidy.
But you got white streaks running across you and you're all blurred.
Turn my nose, ma'am. I ain't poker.
But I can't believe you're Hopalong. You're wearing a gray derby and a checkered waistcoat, plaid knickerbockers, and you're carrying a cane.
This is a disguise.
Now, where did you ever find a get-up like that?
I got it at Orbox. This is my Douglas Fairbanks Jr. outfit.
I'm so glad you're here, Hopalong. Two Gun Crosby is going to turn my schoolhouse into a gambling casino, and he'll be back here any minute.
Good. I'll be waiting for him with nary a discouraging word. Don't fence me in. Smile when you say that stranger. Get along, little dogie. And they went that away.
Say, that's real authentic cowboy talk.
Well, it should be, ma'am. I heard it on the Spade Cooley show.
I'm so afraid of Two Gun. Look out the window. Here he comes now.
Now, when Two Gun comes in, ma'am, don't you be afraid. You just stand behind me and don't let on that I'm Hopalong Cassidy.
Oh, Hopalong, I'm so glad you're here. I could kiss you.
I don't know about that, ma'am.
Oh, come on.
But, ma'am...
Shall I tippy-toe out?
Heaven, no. You stay right here. Now, remember... Don't let on that I'm Hopalong.
Everybody clear out. Now, remember, I'm Two Gun Crosby. They call me Bing, Bing, Bang. Bang, Bang, Bing, Bing.
I say there, old chappie, you possess a permit to carry those weapons.
Oh, ho, ho. Get a load of the dude here.
I'll thank you not to make disparaging remarks about my clothing. And incidentally, what sort of attire are you wearing?
This is a Western outfit, Leroy. So happens I'm a cowboy.
Oh, I say, yippee, another Western expression. This is bully. I've seen you cowboy chaps in the cinema, and I've always wanted to ask a question. Why is it you never kiss the girl?
Listen, partner, after you live with a horse, sleep with a horse, and eat with a horse, just try to get a girl to kiss you.
How quaint. I don't wish to be crude, but if you tell another joke like that, we shall have to engage in fisticuffs.
Oh, will I roust this sissy around in a minute? Oh.
Now, look here, Panty Waist. I'm here to turn this schoolhouse into a gambling casino, so all you clear out of here. Go on, school's out.
I say, ruffian, your childish display of bravery doesn't impress me at all.
Oh, wait till I get through with this fellow.
I advise you to leave immediately.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to make shambles of this schoolhouse. I'm going to do it right now.
Well, if you do, you're going to reckon with Hopalong Cassidy.
Hopalong Cassidy? Are you Hopalong?
Look out, Hoppy. He's reaching for his gun.
Just a minute. Hold everything, Two Gun. We'll settle this according to the code of the West. The schoolmom here will count to three. And then we'll both draw.
That's okay by me. Count to three, ma'am.
Okay. One, two.
He got me.
Why, Hoppy, you...
I gotta come to school tomorrow, ma'am. I must brush up on my counting.
He asked me to sing a favorite Western song of his tonight.
It's a right good one, too. Johnny?
Oh, there's silver on the sage tonight. Sprinkled by the moon above. So lie down, doggies, and let me dream of the one girl I love. There's silver on the sage tonight. We've been on the trail all day. So lie down, doggies, and you dream too of a range far away, of a range waiting for you, where the streams never go dry, and the grass sparkles with dewdrops. In the meadows of the sweet by and by, there's silver on the sage tonight, sprinkled by the moon above. So lie down, doggies, and let me dream of the one I love.
Monica, why don't you sashay over here for a minute and let's do a little sounding off. You all set? Take it away, John Scott.
Friends, in 1952, we got something special we want you to do. Try the smoke that sets the pace with no unpleasant aftertaste. Mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
Mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
No unpleasant aftertaste in Chesterfield.
That's right.
Yes, Chesterfield's the smoke for you. They're milder, better tasting too. Try a pack or a carton a day. Get smoke and pleasure all the way.
And sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfield. Fields and do it
today.
No kidding, folks. The only reason we make that pitch is to get you to try Chesterfields. You'll find they're milder, just the way you want them, and after smoking, Chesterfields leave no unpleasant aftertaste. So sound off for Chesterfields. Start the new year off with a carton. A clouded moon creeps across a clouded sky. Winds of January sigh and moan. And yet it's June, I can see a sky of blue. Dear, the miracle is due to you, just you. It's June in January because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your magical charms. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January because I'm in love, but only because I'm in love with you. That is the finish of our little rotamontade here tonight. Now my thanks to Monica Lewis and to Hopalong Cassidy for joining us this evening.
I enjoyed it, Bing.
So did I, Bing.
Say, I forgot to tell you, Hoppy, you were a real flash riding on Topper in the Rose Parade, Hoppy.
You were real flashy yourself, Duffy.
Well, I guess every bird gets the bird now and then. See you soon, Bill. Friends, no man ever stands so straight as when he stoops to help a child. This is the slogan of the Big Brothers of America. Boys from broken homes, boys who are truants, who run with gangs, and boys who are sliding into delinquency, they can be straightened out, you know. The Big Brothers guide these boys to an honorable manhood. A Big Brother is a volunteer who works under the direction of a trained social worker. The core of the Big Brother movement is one man and one boy. Big Brother associations in the United States and Canada have proved since 1904 that no philosophy has been more effective in the prevention of juvenile delinquency. This great work, of course, cannot continue without a little help. A little help from you. More Big Brothers are needed. More Big Brother organizations are needed. Your support is needed. Write Big Brothers of America, Philadelphia 3, Pennsylvania. I'll see you next week, folks. Meanwhile, drop in on your dealer, pick up a carton or two of Chesterfields. Sound off for Chesterfields and do it today.
The show presented by Chesterfield was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Louis Armstrong and Martha Tilton. Miss Monica Lewis appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of West for the Women, starring Robert Taylor and Denise Darcel.